Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you to everybody tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And as usual, it is your boy, Mr. Karan Rose. DJ, you gotta fade us all the way out because we gotta talk to the people. It is Thursday, August 11th, 2022. How are you doing? How are you feeling? What's the vibes? What's the word on the streets? I'm hoping that my Digipreneur FM family is doing really well. No matter where you are listening to the podcast in the world, whether you are in the Caribbean, whether you are in Asia, in Africa, if you're back home in Canada, if, shout out to the 416 Toronto, where you guys at? If you're in the States, I mean, you know, shout outs to you. We have another fun filled episode. But this one's gonna be like a power shot. You know, usually our episodes tend to be anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour in length, but this episode is gonna be a power shot. And the reason being is because this week I was able to touch base with the CEO of Crew Cuts, Mr. Anthony Claxton. Now, Anthony is the man, you know, heading up an amazing team over at Crew Cuts. And I think what is so interesting about their story and what they've been doing is barbers, let's be honest, barbers are a dime a dozen, right? You can go anywhere and there's going to be a barbershop in every nook and cranny. And it doesn't even matter what country you're in, because it's in Trinidad, there's a barbershop in every nook and cranny, every hole in the wall, there's a barbershop. Back in Toronto, it's the same thing. There's a barbershop everywhere you go, right? So to stand out in such a saturated market and such a basic and fundamental market like a barbershop, you got to do some real work. So I was writing my piece for the Newsday. And you guys know every Thursday we have our Digipreneur column in the TT Newsday, you know. And I wanted to get 5 tips from different CEOs or from different business owners or from different people that, you know, are doing well. And, you know, time is of the essence with everybody who is, you know, hard at work building their brand. So I wanted to be able to tap into insights from people who are doing well, but keep it nice and short. That way, you know, it doesn't take up too much people's time because, yo, listen, to get a lot of these guests to come in and give up an hour to jump in on a podcast, and you got to schedule out the time, you know, sometimes it's difficult. And then plus, I got my own crazy schedule too, right? So I contacted Anthony. I was like, you know what, bro, I love what you're doing. I am amazed at where Crew Cuts has gone. They've hit a significant milestone. They hit the 200,000 follower count over on Instagram, right? They're at like 60,000 followers on Facebook. And they're doing really well over on TikTok as well. I don't have the TikTok numbers in front of me, but they're doing really well over on TikTok as well. So, you know, what they've been able to do is crazy. And, you know, he has been able to tour the U.S. bringing his skill sets outside of the Trinidad. And I think what really amazes me the most when I think about crew cuts is when I look at the people who are engaging on crew cuts content, I'm like, wait a minute, that's half my family in Toronto and friends back in Toronto. I have people that are messaging me saying, hey, I want to fly in. Karen, I want to come and fly in. And when I come in, I want you to book me an appointment with Crew Cuts. Book me an appointment with Anthony. And I'm like, yo, we got some dope-ass barbers in Toronto. Why you want to fly in for a haircut? And I laugh, but that is the vibe. That's the energy. That is what Anthony has been able to create with his team at Crew Cuts. You have people who want to fly in. And they're like, nah, forget the bacon shark. Forget the beach. I need to get Anthony to cut my hair. And I'm like, Lord have mercy. This is a great way to import some foreign exchange. start to promote Anthony and Crew Cuts. Maybe we need to start promoting some of our amazing local talent, you know, on the world stage. And listen, because the way that people want to fly in, my mom came in. My mom flew in from Toronto and she's like, yo, book me an appointment with Crew Cuts. And I was like, you just came from Toronto, you know? So I had to book that appointment. I had to book that appointment and get her in. And she was so excited to get her hair cut by Anthony. When she took her pictures and everything and sent it back to her girls back home, everybody was like, oh my God, you got a haircut by Crew Cuts. Oh my, like it was a big thing, right? And I think another thing that really stands out with Anthony is he's found his market. He's found his market. He's found his niche. He's found what that angle that he wants to take to set him apart from every other barber. And he focuses on women's hair, right? He focuses on women's hair and he turns every haircut that he does for women into a whole production. It is a whole event, you know? And you have to think about it. Women have so much emotional attachment to their hair. There is so much weight that society puts on women when it comes to their hair, you know? So we know that when a woman, you know, is coming for a haircut, usually when they're coming to that first big chop, we know, you know, we joke, we quote unquote joke, and we say, oh, that woman is going through something, or, you know, she's probably fed up and she's looking to do a major change in her life. And that big chop has always signified like that rebirth, that big change that the woman is going through, you know. So there's a lot wrapped up into women cutting their hair. It's not just like men where we go in and we get our haircuts and, you know, that's just normal routine for us. It's never that with women's hair, you know, and he understands that. His team understands that. So they have been able to turn it into an entire spectacle. I've seen women, you know, come into that chair and they've looked like they're going through a lot. Like they come in looking like they have a lot of baggage on them, right? And by the time they're done, it looks like they found a new lease on life. And the transformations that Crew Cuts has specialized in, and I got to highlight that, the transformations that they do when you go into that shop is amazing. And women come out finding their stride, you know? So It's amazing what he's been able to do. It's amazing that he's been able to find that edge. He's been able to leave the country, tour, bring his skills elsewhere, and be booked every single day that he stepped out. And then just seeing the type of engagement, you know, people wanting to fly in to come and get a haircut by the shop. I think all of that is amazing. So long story short, I caught up with him. I asked him to give me 5 tips in building your business, building your brand. You know, I love to see how other people, other entrepreneurs think. There's value in that. So I had him send over a voice note, right? I had him send over a voice note and we're going to play it. And I also was able to take it and turn that into my Newsday column as well. But when I had wrote the column, I was like, yo, I could hear the passion in his voice. And I was like, nah, I need my Digipreneur family to hear it as well. So without further ado, we have a 5 minutes, 5 minutes. It's like 5 or 6 minutes with Anthony Claxton, CEO of Crew Cuts. You guys can look in the show notes. I'll be tagging the shop over on Instagram so you guys can go check them out. If you want to book your appointment, all the information is going to be there and you'll reach out to the team to book your appointment and whatnot. Go check them out. They do amazing work. So let's dive into the 5 strategies with Crew Cuts, the CEO, Anthony Claxton, and I hope you guys enjoy and I hope you guys get some value out of this.
Hey buddy, good morning. My apologies again for the lateness of this, but I did want to take my time and give this the respect that it deserved, and I want to thank you again for the opportunity for allowing me to do this. So, I mean, we live in a world of social media where gone are the days of word of mouth. I mean, there's big value in word of mouth, but in social media, everybody gets to see everything, and kind of makes the world a little smaller at the same time. The globe is a little smaller because everyone is so closely connected. And social media can be a gift and a curse at the same time, but I believe that we should all maximize its potential because of the millions of people that it can reach in real time. All right, so point number one is to be authentic. Facts, big facts, people could smell a phony a mile away. And I need to be relatable and be able to connect with my people. I want to connect with my audience and I want them to know that I'm not perfect. I have bad days as well. I have some off days. I don't always get it right. But I want to be sincere and genuine in the fact that I'm connecting with you and I want you to be real with me. So people buy into that. Be authentic. Point number two is respect your brand. So my favorite company in the world is Apple. And I love what Apple stands for. I love how they make all of their products. I love what they do for their people. I love the tech. I love the ideas. I know that they can do so much more, but they prefer to perfect it first. Make it stable. Make it proper before they put it out onto the market for their people. And so some of those things are little fundamentals that I add to my business on a daily basis. So what you represent and how it aligns with your business is super important. Respect your brand. You're not going to see Nike and Adidas and no nonsense and scandals, you know. And you have to have the people in your circle, the people who you value, call you out on your bullshit. So that's point number two, respect your brand. Point number three is to stay consistent. You're building a relationship with your audience. You can't expect now that if I post a day that I come 1 month from today, or I come 2 weeks after that, and then 2 months after that, nah, you're not building good rapport. Nobody is not going to want to follow you if it is you're doing that. So for me, I try to build a good rapport with my frequency of posts. I try to post at good times when I believe that they'll be on. I try to connect with them via the comment section or when they reply in my story section and tell them thank you or drop some hearts and say, hey, appreciate the follow, you know. Just being able to connect with them like that, that level of consistency and building that rapport with them is super important. I take that very, very, very seriously. You know, I just hit 200,000 followers on Instagram, and that was a big milestone for me. And I could not have done that without being consistent. All right. Point number four is to remain focused. You have to be steadfast in your goals. I heard Jim Rohn say once, it's better to have a short pencil than a long memory. What he meant by that is better to write your goals down than to save it, than to chant it to memory. Because sometimes you don't write something down and you say, well, I'll write this down later, and you forget to write it down. You know, so the way how I focus on my goals, I write them down. I have daily, weekly, monthly, yearly goals. I have major and minor goals. And I am not easily distracted when it comes to my goals. I don't play with my goals. I do not play with my goals. I've heard a saying once, a lady say that the dogs are barking while the elephants are walking. Might seem arrogant, but I'm not going to pay it any attention if I hear someone trying to say something insulting, or I read something that is negative. No, I'm not going to give it any attention because I got to keep focus on my goals. Point number five is, what is your edge? So for me, I cut female hair. Now, there are many barbers in our country. There are many barbers in the world. But cutting female hair for me stands out because I love what they do for me. On my interview on TTT, I said to the lady who interviewed me, I told her that men are accustomed cutting their hair since they're very small. And this is a fact. And when a lady comes to cut their hair, it's very important to them. They are very emotionally connected to their hair. And so I want to make that thing that's so big for them a little mini event. And I want to put that production on for them because I think that that's important for them and it's important for me. And the way that they respond to me in this whole little production is so gratifying that, oh my gosh, man, I love that. And so that's the edge. I cut female hair. I love what they do for me. I love how they look. I love how they react. The gratification that comes from it is so appealing to me. And it brings so much value to me because the emotions that are connected to it is such a big deal, man. You know? Creating that impact and making a difference and adding values to people's lives are very, very important to me. Rome wasn't built in a day. And so you need to give yourself grace. Every experience is intended to teach you something valuable. And I want to be able to live that every single day. So, Karen, I want to thank you again for allowing me the opportunity to have this. And I pray that every single endeavor that you encounter in this life, that you just kill it, bro. I thank you for all of your success in advance. Thank you for being true to yourself, and thank you for being you. All right, so.
So that was Anthony Claxton, the CEO of Crew Cuts. I hope you guys were able to take your notes. I hope you got value from this. I love the fact that we're able to tap into other amazing entrepreneurs and glean insights from them. Because listen, every single thing helps. There are some things that Anthony said in there that really stuck out for me. I love the fact that, you know, he has that drive. I love the fact that, you know, he was able to turn an industry like a barbershop and really turn it into something that you could really get behind. It's not just about a haircut. It really is a movement. I love what he's been able to do. Finding your edge, that is really, really important for me. And that's something that, you know, I've learned along the way. You know, when people ask me, you know, why do you keep saying Caribbean, Caribbean, Caribbean? You know, a lot of the stuff that you talk about could be used internationally. And yes, that is true. Anybody can really, you know, pick up the information that we talk about on the Digipreneur FM podcast and utilize it. But I want Caribbean people to know I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to us here in the region. And I'm always looking at things from our perspective first. So yes, anybody outside can take these insights or take, you know, what we're doing over here and localize the information for their markets. But I'm focused on our region and growing within the Caribbean region. So I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. You guys can go and check out Crew Cuts. They're located in Chaguanas in the corner of Jade and Emerald Drive in Village Plaza. Again, I'm going to link their Instagram account in the show notes for you guys to go and check them out. All right. That's Crew Cuts. Go check them out. If you guys enjoyed this episode, don't forget that you guys can go over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, rate the episode, drop a review, let me know how we are doing, the ratings, the reviews, all of that helps to continue to grow the Digipreneur Podcast across the globe. If you want to go and follow me over on social media, that is KeronRose on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. You guys can go check out the KeronRose.com website to learn more about building your digital presence and monetizing your brands. And last but not least, go check out the Digipreneur.fm website to stay up to date on all things podcast related. That is it from me, folks. Enjoy the rest of your week and have a happy weekend. Take care.
You've been listening to the DigiBoss, Keron Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the DigiBoss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Keron Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.